This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 3rd of August. Somerset will go into the final day at Aberth on 22 for 1, needing a further 257 to beat Lancashire. The home side has slipped to 7 for 3 and 50 for 6 in their second innings. Dashwell printed a century and shared a potentially match-winning second wicket stand of 98 with Carl Hogg, and they're eventually all out for 242. Warwickshire could make only 324 in their first innings, in spite of an Ian Westwood century, and closed day 382 runs behind Middlesex at Uxbridge. Tim Murta ended with 4 for 77 for the home side, who then reached 104 for 3 in their second innings, with Neil Dexter unbeaten on 45. Sussex wrapped up a comprehensive innings and 117-run victory over Worcestershire late on the third day at Hove. They bowled the visitors out for just 141 in their second innings, with Monty Panesar doing most of the damage, taking 4 for 23 from 23 overs. Earlier, James Anion had ended unbeaten on 56 to allow Sussex to declare their first innings on 430 for 8. In Division 2, Ian Saxelby hit 21 not out and took two Glamorgan's second innings wickets to just about keep Gloucestershire in their match at Swansea. The visitors conceded a 43-run first innings lead by being bowled out for 165, with Robert Croft ending with 4 for 51. Stuart Walters then made 56 to help extend that lead to 210 by stumps, as Glamorgan closed on 167 for 5. Michael Thornley hit a determined century and shift the court a more fluent half-century, as Leicestershire responded admirably to Essex's first innings total of 434 for 3 declared on the third day at Chelmsford. Thornley added 178 with Matt Boyce for the fourth wicket before both fell to David Masters, but the corps ended unbeaten on 53 and took visitors to stumps on 336 for 9. Northamptonshire took control of their match against Yorkshire on the penultimate day at Wantage Road by being bowled out for 352 in reply to the visitors' first innings total of 249. Ali Al-Rashid ended with 5 for 105 for Yorkshire, but it wasn't enough for Stephen Peters at 107, and all-rounder David Willey struck 76 from number 9. Rob Key ended on 63 not out as Kent closed day 2 of 226 runs ahead of Derbyshire. They had earlier been bowled out for 265 in their first innings, but it was Charlie Shrek's haul of 5 for 41 in the home side's first innings that looks to have put them in a winning position. And Ian Blackwell reminded the Durham selectors what they had been missing by following up his second day half century with 7 wickets on the third to help his side record a narrow 19-run win over Australia A. Chasing 224 to win and resuming on 56 without loss, the tourists would have been confident of victory, especially by the time the openers had advanced the score to 99. However, Rule Brathwaite removed Ed Cowan for 40 and followed up with a wicket of Michael Klinger for a duck in the very next over, and it was then over to Blackwell. He ended with 7 for 52 from 20 overs and helped to take the last 8 Australian wickets for just 94 runs.